Imagine a multi-million dollar crop just completely failing, or a massive local reservoir drying up.
Yeah, and the root cause usually isn't even the weather.
Exactly. It's often a gap in the education of the person who, actually signed off on the strategy.
Right.
So today, our mission for this deep dive is to uncover how institutions systematically build a culture of quality. We're looking at a document that basically figured out how to mathematically guarantee that agricultural experts actually know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's the 2012 draft quality assurance policy for South African agricultural training institutes, issued by the Department of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this because it's less like a standard building inspection and more like, well, comparing institutional QA to checking the structural integrity of a house before buying it. It might seem dry on paper, but it keeps the roof from caving in.
And that system's structural integrity is literally what dictates the food you eat and the resources we all rely on.
Yeah, it's huge.
The policy approaches quality assurance, not as a, a final checkbox or some static end goal. It's a relentless, continuous cycle.
Planning, action, evaluation, and improvement.
Exactly. And the primary mechanism driving that whole engine is self-evaluation by each functional unit within the institute.
Okay, wait, I have to push back here.
Sure.
Isn't relying heavily on self-evaluation a bit like, grading your own homework? How does the institution ensure honesty? How does the system prevent itself from just becoming a complete echo chamber where everyone pats themselves on the back?
What's fascinating here is how the policy anticipates that exact bias. It weaponizes human psychology against it.
Wait, really? How?
Well, self-assessment is only step one. It's immediately complemented and validated by external peer evaluation.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. When internal teams evaluate themselves first, they are highly motivated to find their own flaws before the external auditors do.
Right, because nobody wants to be caught out by the outside guys.
Exactly. The looming threat of the external audit makes the internal audit infinitely more honest.
That makes a lot of sense. And they back up that external review with some incredibly strict rules, right? Like hard numbers.
Oh, absolutely. The Diploma in Agriculture program, along with all the support services, has to undergo this rigorous self and external review cycle every 5 years.
Every 5 years, bro.
But it gets even more granular at the student level. For final exit level modules, every single exam paper must be externally moderated.
Wait, every single one? That's a massive amount of paperwork.
Well, they actually take it a step further than just reviewing blank exam papers to ensure the test was fair. The external moderators are required to review a minimum of 10% of the actual graded student scripts.
Meaning their final written exams?
Right. And just to ensure a statistically significant sample, there's a hard minimum of 20 exams.
So if a class has fewer than 20 students.
Then every single paper gets audited, 100%.
Wow. Okay, that's a really clever statistical net. It's like a random spot check by a health inspector in a kitchen, ensuring the overall batch meets national
Yeah,
standards.
it's brilliant.
It's basically the panopticon effect of grading. If an institution knows even 10% of its work will be externally scrutinized at random, it forces them to treat 100% of their grading with extreme rigor.
Because they never know which 10% will be pulled.
Exactly.
They are actively verifying that the students leaving the institute, the actual people who will be out there managing agriculture and forestry, possess the skills the institute claims they have.
But, finding those gaps in a 10% audit is totally useless if no one has the authority to actually fix them.
Right, because where the academic head comes in.
Yeah, according to the policy, this entire QA system falls directly under their purview. They're responsible for managing the system and forming all those institutional committees.
Yep. Furthermore, the administrative stuff, finances, HR, student info, that's all audited annually.
And reported straight to the National Department. So, what does this all mean for you, the listener?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, leadership is the mechanism that translates data into action. A policy is just paper until an academic head actually enforces those annual and five-year audits. They are the ones turning theory into a sturdy foundation.
And if the academic head fails to enforce these standards, the fallout doesn't just stay neatly contained on a college campus, it ends up in your local water supply.
Or your grocery store.
Exactly. The rigorous training of agricultural experts directly impacts you, which is why this relentless, continuous loop of self-reflection as external auditing is just so crucial to society.
It creates an environment where quality isn't an accident. It is structurally inevitable.
Structurally inevitable. I love that. Which leaves you with a fascinating question to chew on.
Oh.
Yeah. If agricultural institutes require rigorous 5-year reviews and randomized 10% external audits just to be trustworthy, imagine applying that exact same framework to the daily information sources and news outlets you consume, who is externally moderating their exit-level content before it reaches your brain. Next time you read a headline, you might want to ask to see their audit report.